Hello friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Lily. Hey Lily, she sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And two things real quick. One, it's Saturday. Happy Saturday. And that means there's a new Kids Animal Stories adventure, so make sure that you go listen to that story on the podcast called Kids Animal Stories. And remember, if you listen all the way to the end of the story, I have a whole bunch of kid shoutouts that I want to say hi to you after the story. Well, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One very beautiful afternoon, Lily was wiggling her tooth. Do you have a wiggly tooth like Lily? Or have you ever lost a tooth before? Yeah, well, losing a tooth for the very first time can be a very exciting and a little scary because you're just not quite sure what it's going to feel like, right? Yeah, and Lily was worried about that too, and she was worried that, is she ever going to have a tooth grow back? Like, she knows that big grown-up teeth live underneath, and so the reason we need to lose our teeth is so that it leaves room for our grown-up teeth to grow through. But what if her grown-up teeth aren't there? What if they never come? Is there always going to be a hole right there? She had a lot of questions and not many answers, because the only way to find out was for the tooth to come out. As she wiggled and wiggled and wiggled that tooth back and forth all day long for the past 3 weeks, it just wouldn't come out. There was nothing she could do to make it wiggle even more. It was hanging on by a very, very strong tooth root. Yes, teeth have roots that hold them in place, and when they get wiggly, those roots start to loosen, and then you can pull your tooth out. Well, Lily was getting frustrated. This tooth is never gonna come out, she said. It's okay, Lily, her parents said. All right, it's time for lunch. Let's make some lunch, and then why don't you go play outside afterwards, and it will take your mind off of you trying to pull this tooth out. Okay. Her parents made a delicious lunch for Lily, and one of the favorite parts of her lunch was a nice, shiny, red apple. She loved apples almost as much as Mr. Jim. I love apples. I think I eat 1,000 apples. Well, I wish I could eat 1,000 apples every day. I actually don't eat 1,000 apples. I don't know if they make enough apples for me. I just really like apples. Okay, enough about apples, Mr. Jim. Back to the story. Well, as Lily was eating her lunch, she took one big chomp into her apple. Ow! And just like that, she pulled the apple out of her mouth, and there was her tooth. My tooth! Lily shouted. It's right here in the apple. It came out. It finally came out. She was so excited and relieved for it to finally be over. And now came the next most exciting part of losing a tooth. Putting it under your pillow. Lily was so excited for this. She'd heard stories and stories about the tooth fairy coming and bringing $1 every time that a kid lost their tooth. Well, you see, Lily was looking forward to this, and she had already made a special bag to put this tooth in, and it was waiting upstairs. So she asked to be excused from the table really quick so she could run this tooth upstairs and put it in the bag and leave it under her pillow. She put the pillow back on top of the tooth and waited a couple seconds and then looked back under, and her tooth was still there. Her parents came over and said, "Oh, Lily, it's not going to happen immediately. Actually, the tooth fairy comes in the middle of the night while we're sleeping. Not right now." "Oh, okay," Lily said. Lily went back downstairs and finished her lunch. It was kind of hard to chew and eat her food because that spot in her teeth now had a big hole in it where no teeth were. so she had to chew in a different place in her mouth than she normally did. As she finished her lunch, she ran back upstairs and peeked under the pillow. Yes, the tooth was still there. The rest of the day dragged on. It seemed to take an eternity because she just wanted to see what this tooth fairy would bring, and maybe she would be able to even meet the tooth fairy. She began to think to herself, what if I stay up all night long, and then when the tooth fairy comes, I'll be able to finally meet her. That would be absolutely amazing. Have you ever thought of that? Like maybe staying up all night to see Santa or all night to see the tooth fairy. It just never works. They are very, very smart. Much smarter than me and you. Well, it was almost time for bed. She went into her bathroom and brushed her teeth. It was kind of sore because, again, that spot where the tooth was, it was a little sore, so she had to be a little extra careful when she was brushing her teeth. But she didn't want any of those sugar bugs there. So she brushed and rinsed and got ready for bed. That was not the sound of Lily sleeping. It had been 2 hours since she laid down. That was the sound of her parents sleeping. Lily was still wide awake. Her eyes were staring at the ceiling because she just couldn't fall asleep. She was waiting and waiting and waiting, and it seemed like every 2 seconds she was peeking under her pillow to see if the tooth was still there, or it was. She was getting a little sad and finally decided to close her eyes for a minute, but then that minute turned into sleepy time. Lily was fast asleep. The tooth fairy was very close by and was waiting for a very long time for Lily to fall asleep. Now that Lily has finally fallen asleep, the tooth fairy could get to work. As the tooth fairy crawled up the bed and climbed underneath the pillow, and she found the tooth that was in the bag. Oh, this is a nice bag. Wow. The tooth fairy said.
Oh no. Is this bag made of string? Achoo!
The tooth fairy started to sneeze. She was allergic to the string that this bag was made out of. And Lily jumped up out of her bed.
What was that?
She had heard the sneeze. And with that giant jumping out of bed, she knocked her pillow over and the tooth fairy fell on the floor.
Oof! Ow!
The tooth fairy!
Lily couldn't believe her eyes. Are you the real tooth fairy? She said.
Why, yes I am, said the tooth fairy.
This is the best moment of my entire life, Lily said.
Are you here to give a dollar and take my tooth?
Yes, I am. Except, when you knocked me over, I lost my magic wand and...
Oh, no. You see, the tooth fairy has a wand that she magically makes that dollar poof appear under the pillow. She doesn't carry it all with her. That would be very heavy. And so she has this magical wand. But, oh, no, that wand went missing. It's very small, she said, and it's very hard to find. But don't worry, I have a whole bunch of extra ones back at my house, but that's very far away. Lily was very sad. She started to think that maybe the tooth fairy wouldn't have any present or gift for her. And the tooth fairy had a really good idea. The tooth fairy said,
Wait, I have a really good idea.
You see in my pocket here? Lily peeked inside. The tooth fairy had a very tiny pocket. It was very hard to look inside. But as she looked inside, she saw that there was a diamond, like a real shiny diamond. And the tooth fairy said,
You see this diamond? This is a magic diamond. I have many of these and they help me fly. But I wonder if I give it to you, I think it will make you be able to fly." Lily could not believe this. She even thought she was dreaming, but she wasn't.
"Thank you so much."
"One condition," the Tooth Fairy said. "If you take this diamond and fly, you must use it for good. So I have to ask, what is the thing that you like to do that's really good for others?" Lily started to think. "Well, I really like to help animals." "Perfect," the Tooth Fairy said. "Well, you could be on the animal rescue team, and being able to fly is super helpful when helping animals." And just like that, the diamond went into Lily's pocket, and she felt like she could start to float. But now was not the time to float. She had to get back to sleep. As she laid back in bed and closed her eyes for 1 second, she opened them back up and said, "Oh, wait, Tooth Fairy, I have one more question. Tooth Fairy, where'd you go?" And just like that, the Tooth Fairy was gone. What in the world just happened? Lily just got the present of a lifetime from the Tooth Fairy. She got the magical flying diamond, and now she can fly. Lily's so lucky. I wish I had that diamond. That is so cool. And now Lily is on the animal rescue team to save the animals because now she can fly to them with her magical powers. Wow. I am very excited to hear about Lily, the animal rescuer. The end. Wow, what an awesome adventure. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Anastasia from the Philippines, Nikki from Waterloo, Ontario, Benjamin from Texas, Natalie from Newfoundland, Valentina and Rosalie from Washington, and Sebastian from Royal Oak, Michigan. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And don't forget, right now, hop on over to our Kids Animal Stories podcast for a new story. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.